Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew preaches a special ordination message entitled The Call of a Pastor, preached July 5th, 2020. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the book of Jeremiah, beginning with chapter 1, verse 4.
Jesus said, I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock, which is Christ, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10. Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Point one, sir. From eternity, God knew Jeremiah. God knows every God-called pastor. God knew Jeremiah means, according to Professor John Murray, it means God loved Jeremiah in eternity. God's love for us is eternal. He will never stop loving Jeremiah or his pastors or his people. God formed us in the womb. Amos 3:2, Hebrew text. You only have I known that is loved of all the families of the earth. Romans 8:29, for those God foreknew, meaning what, sir? Foreloved. He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Psalm 139, verse 13. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Psalm 139, 15. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, mother's womb. A pastor is a gift of Christ to the church. He is appointed by the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians 4:11, we read, it was the ascended Christ who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. And in Acts 20, verse 28, we read, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit appointed you overseers. Be shepherds, that is, pastors, of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. The highest price was paid for our salvation. Now, point number four, the objection of Jeremiah. I objected when God called me. I said, I will work as a chemist and support the ministers. God said, no deal. When God spoke to him, Jeremiah replied, I am only a child, I cannot speak. But Jeremiah, you have no choice in the matter. God has decided for you in eternity. He will help you and every true pastor. Consider the words of Paul, Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Strength through the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 1 Corinthians 9:16. Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe unto me if I do not preach the gospel. Point number 5, God's reply. He said to Jeremiah, don't say, I am only a child. He means, I am your sufficiency. God is our sufficiency. I will give you ability through the Holy Spirit. In Deuteronomy 18:18, we read, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their own brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell you everything I command him. In 2 Corinthians 3:4-6, we read, such confidence as this is ours through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. The letter kills, but the Holy Spirit gives life. And we read in Matthew 28:20, behold, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the ages. Point number 6. You must go to everyone I send you to. Like Jeremiah, we must go where God sends us. We have no choice but obey God. I was sent to the other end of the earth, and my coming was prophesied by a pastor here in Davis, and he was killed in a car accident. But I came, and he said, when he preaches, people will listen to him, and you are the people listening to me. Point number 7, God told Jeremiah, you must say whatever I command you. We have no freedom to speak what we want. We cannot speak about psychology or how to make a lot of money. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Acts 20:27-32. For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Tears come when you have persecution and no money. We don't pray as we ought because we have a lot of money. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. 2 Timothy 3:15 through 4:5. Listen. Very important. And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed, God-spoken, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, doing what is right, so that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. And it has come. Evangelicals, many of them hate the word of God. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. And the city of Davis, we preach the gospel. Amen. Because we are not interested in money or power. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. That is good enough. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths, lies, how to make more money. But you keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. In other words, preach the word. Don't add to it. Don't subtract from it. And don't misinterpret it. Mr. Perry, read Matthew 7:21-23.
Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.
This is called antinomian theology. Most evangelicals are antinomians. Point number 8. Don't be afraid. In Jeremiah 1:8, we read, don't be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Why are we not afraid? The answer is, devil has been defeated and God is with us.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 2:14 and 15. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who are all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. God defeated our enemy, the devil, by his Son, Jesus Christ. James 4:7, submit yourselves then to God. That means obey God. Resist the devil. That means disobey the devil. This is what Jesus did when he was tempted. And he will flee from you. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your worries. Matthew 6 speaks about worry 6 times. Cast all your worries on him because he cares for you. Now listen, Isaiah 43:1-3. But now this is what the Lord says. Must listen. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine, says God. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Zechariah 2:5, and I myself will be a wall of fire around you, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory within. I am with you always to deliver you. God speaks that to Jeremiah and to all pastors and to every child of God. I will be with you. God called and God sent ministers must preach to all to whom they are sent. Your comfort is not the issue. Consider the life of Saint Paul, as recorded in 2 Corinthians 11. Are they servants of Christ? I am more. I have worked much harder, being in prison more frequently, being flogged more severely, being exposed to death again and again, five times, I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. And I spent a night and day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. You want to be a pastor, sir, after hearing that? I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak? And I do not feel weak. Who is led into sin? And I do not inwardly burn. You want to be a pastor, sir? I didn't experience all this. I experienced some of them, including without food. We must preach the gospel given us in the Holy Scriptures. We cannot add or subtract or misinterpret the Bible. Pastors must be pious and learned and taught by the Holy Spirit. A pastor must be like Micaiah, a minority of one, a true prophet of Yahweh, and not like the majority, the 400 prophets of Baal. Well-fed, demon-possessed liars, as we read in 1 Kings 22. But Jehoshaphat asked Ahab, the wicked king of Israel, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord here whom we can inquire of?" The king of Israel, Ahab, answered Jehoshaphat, "There is still one man through whom we can inquire of the Lord, but I hate him." A lot of people hate me for preaching the gospel. I hate him because he never prophesies anything good about me, but always bad. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. Pastors of God's people, God who loved you from eternity, consecrated you and ordained you before you were born, before you were born to preach the gospel. This God will be with you to meet your every need and the needs of the church. He is Jehovah Jireh, which is Hebrew for the Lord who sees and meets your need. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall lack nothing. We in this church never beg. God provides for us. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen. 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 Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your Son said, I will build my church. And he builds his church through his people, whom he ordained from eternity, and by your Holy Spirit who dwells in them. And their needs will be provided for by you. Lord, bless your people throughout the world. Enable us to continue to preach the gospel. Without the gospel preaching, people cannot call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. They cannot pray with the publican, Have mercy upon me, a sinner. Thank you for saving us. We were nothing. We were powerless. We were ungodly. We were sinners. We were enemies of God. But God saves us, saves nothings. Now we are your inheritance, your jewels, your segula, and God is our inheritance. We are rich. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.